for paying it all on the cross for us. And it's all to you that we owe everything, our entire life. Because Jesus, you set the example for us when you came and you lived among us, you taught us. And then you gave the ultimate sacrifice for us. And you died so that through believing in you, we could have salvation. And you rose again and you conquered death. And you sent the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And Jesus, we thank you for that. It's all to you that we owe everything. So Jesus, thanks again for wiping away our sin, removing our transgressions from us. Your word says that as far as the east is from the west, that's how far they have been removed. So thank you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. So last week, Tim introduced kind of a sermon series that we're entering now. This series, he informed us, will be for the entire year, which, wow, how can you talk about something for an entire year, it seems. But I think after sitting down and talking through it, we're going to do it well, and I'm excited. And so he introduced this idea of grace, gratitude, and generosity, these three G's, big G's that we see important in the life of a Christian and a Christ follower. And so something that I'm really excited about Hidden Creek is we have a preaching team. We have a pretty good-sized preaching team, which is actually can be rare. There's a lot of churches out there that there's one guy or girl who gets up week in and week out, and it's their responsibility to prepare the word and to preach it every week. And being on the worship team, we're kind of small, as we all know. And so we've been praying, you know, God, would you bring us, you know, more musicians, people who are, you know, qualified to lead from the platform and you're musically gifted and, you know, on and on. However, he has blessed us with a preaching team. But it's great. And so God's obviously doing something with that, and he has a plan with that. And so we want to step in faith and trust and follow on what God is doing with our team. And so Tim put us together. We all sat down, and we kind of looked at this idea of grace, gratitude, and generosity. You know, can we do this for the whole year? What does that look like? And we kind of did a lot of overview stuff for the year. And I'm just really excited to be able to be a part of that. And so this morning I have the privilege to do an overview of the second G. Last week Tim talked about grace and how we experience grace from God and how we extend grace to others. And so this morning I have the overview of gratitude. So gratitude is defined by Merriam-Webster as a feeling of appreciation or thanks. So according to this definition, gratitude is a feeling we get when something positive happens to us or for us. And so to show that feeling externally, we express it by being grateful. And so our first point this morning, first principle of gratitude is expressing that gratitude towards God. So if you turn in your Bibles to Luke 17, that'd be great. If you're using a black Bible from the chair in front of you, that is on page 731. So this would be towards the back in the New Testament, page 731 for the chair Bibles, the black ones. Luke chapter 17. And so this story that we're going to read is unique to Luke. And we're going to see some themes of expressing gratitude toward God come out of this. And what Luke is doing here is Jesus has been out kind of in the countryside away from Jerusalem. He's kind of wrapping up his ministry time. So it's been about 3 years or so, and he's wrapping up ministry. He's been out in, you know, beyond Samaria, out in Galilee, kind of away from Jerusalem. And this is the first passage in Luke that is signaling that Jesus is headed back to Jerusalem. And this is the passage that starts Jesus' journey back to Jerusalem for the ultimate sacrifice for us. And so in Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, this is what it says. And Luke starts with, "Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.' When he saw them, he said, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him." And I love what Luke writes here, by the way. "And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, 'Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' Then he said to the man, 'Rise and go. Your faith has made you well.'" So this passage shows some truth behind why we express gratitude towards God. The main big picture reason for expressing gratitude towards God is found in verse 14 of this passage. It says, "When he saw them, he said, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.' And as they went, they were cleansed." So this teaches us that it's because of Jesus' grace and his mercy he extends towards the 10, they are cleansed. And this gives us reason to express much gratitude towards God because of his grace and mercy he extends towards us. Because of that, we ought to show how grateful we are to him. So that's the why factor in expressing gratitude towards God, because of his grace and mercy towards us. So let's look at when we are to express this gratitude. We're going to do 2 main points this morning. One is expressing gratitude towards God. The other is expressing gratitude towards others. And so on each of those, we're going to look at why we do it, when we do it, and how we do it. Again, the end of verse 14 and verse 15 gives us insight to when we're supposed to give gratitude. It says, "As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice." So these verses inform us that gratitude towards God is something we need to express immediately upon recognition of who he is and what he has done for us. So there's this sense of awareness that takes place in our minds and our hearts to what God is doing. Because the Bible says that when the one leper saw that he was healed, he came back to Jesus. So he had this sense of awareness that he had healed. Something had changed. And he immediately went back to Jesus. He didn't continue with the others. You notice the command was to go show yourselves to the priests. But he didn't continue to do that. The other 9 went, and they did. But he goes, "Wait a second, I need to go back and praise Jesus. He just healed me." So he came back to the one, and he wanted to show gratitude where gratitude was due. So we too must express gratitude towards God. It's important that we have a sense of awareness to what God is doing through the Holy Spirit so we can immediately thank God for what he is doing. For us, it probably looks a little different than being healed of leprosy. That really hasn't been a problem, definitely in America, for a long time. So for us, it may be safety through disaster. I can think of the fire that happened to the Pattons that we prayed earlier. And man, gratitude through safety. That could have been a lot worse. Healing through other kinds of sicknesses. Or even having provision through hard times. These can be areas in which we express gratitude towards God. So it's important that we continually live lives that show gratitude. So we express gratitude towards God because of his grace and mercy, and we do it continually while being aware of what he's doing in our lives and the lives around us. So remember those 3 points, the why we do it, when we do it, and now I want to talk about how we express gratitude. So what are some of the ways in which we show how grateful we are to God? And one of the main ways we do this is found in this Luke 17 passage. Verse 15 and 16, if you'd look there with me, says, "One of them, when he saw he was healed, he came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him." And by the way, he was a Samaritan. These two verses tell us that praising God or worshiping God is one of the main ways to express our gratitude. That's what the healed leper did. He was praising God. He was worshiping God. And that's one of the main ways that we as followers of Christ express our gratitude towards God. And as all of you know, worship is not one simple formula for doing it the right way. You know, worship isn't just being in the band on stage, and if you're not, well, too bad. Worship is a lifestyle. It's through our heart, our mind, our soul, and our actions. It's through those things that we worship God. And worship may look like offering our bodies as living sacrifices. It may look like serving, obeying, giving, singing, praising, or even humbling ourselves before God. The Bible says that the Samaritan leper came back to Jesus praising God, and he humbled himself at Jesus' feet, thanking him. And through that, he expressed his gratitude. We can sometimes forget to express gratitude towards God for many differing reasons. And for me, I get caught up in the here and the now, in the busyness of life, and trying to keep up with social media, the news, sports. There's just so many things that I have to know about. I have to know what's going on. And so I get so focused on the to-dos and the have-nots that my focus is on so many of these other things that aren't God. And it's in those times, which seem to be too often for me, that I easily don't show any gratitude towards God. It just doesn't even cross my mind. Because my focus is on so many other things I literally can't, you know, think of things to be thankful for. Because, oh, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, I still got to do this, let me check Facebook, who tweeted something cool, is someone following me, Instagram, you know, like all this stuff, and what's happening in the news, our country, the world, you know, and we just get so caught up that I just don't even think of things that I need to just, step back and look at life and be like, God, wow, thank you so much for everything. Let me express my gratitude towards you, Father. So it's important that we look for specific ways God has impacted us through his grace and mercy and worship him. We live in God's grace, like Tim talked about last week, and because of his grace, we express gratitude back. So I'd like to look at another passage in the New Testament. If you would flip over to the right, to 1 Timothy. This is a letter that Paul is writing to Timothy. So 1 Timothy chapter 2. And this passage is going to be a framework for looking at our second point, which is expressing gratitude towards others. So we just looked at expressing gratitude towards God, why we do it, when we do it, and how we do it. And we'll take some time now to look at expressing gratitude towards others, why we do it, when we do it, and how we do it. So 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, says this, "I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth." So Paul starts off by explaining some groundwork that must be taught and lived out in the church. Paul wanted to make sure that it was clear that request, prayers, and intercession, which signify three different forms of praying, that they be made for everyone. Paul then says that thanksgiving must also be made for everyone. And he goes one step further and qualifies it by saying kings and all those in authority, not just for, you know, everyone, yay, all of us that we know, but also for kings in authority. Because Paul knows that through doing this, we may live peaceful and quiet lives while doing it in godliness and in holiness. So why do we need to express gratitude, not just towards God, but also to others? Because verse 2 to 4 in 1 Timothy explain how it pleases God and it sets an example for godliness and holiness within the church, which will in turn affect those who are looking in and who are watching us as the Spirit leads them to the knowledge of the truth. So because of God's grace, we express gratitude back to Him, and along with extending grace to others, we are to express thanksgiving to all as well. So we see how we are to express gratitude towards others because it's part of pursuing a life filled with godliness and holiness. So that's the why. So when do we do this? And like expressing gratitude towards God, there's no perfect formula for when it's supposed to happen or on these days or those or only when something happens to you so you express gratitude back. We can surely find ways to express our gratitude to our spouses, our children, our teachers, mentors, and our friends. It's important that we allow our lives to be filled with spreading and showing our gratitude towards other people. So how do we actually express gratitude to others? Well, there's kind of three main ways that I'd like to look at this morning. So the first one comes out of the first verse here in 1 Timothy. It's a lot of firsts. The first verse out of 1 Timothy is the first one. We can express our gratitude to others through prayer. Paul lists several types of prayer. And so first we have requests on behalf of others. We can show our gratitude by requesting things. The second prayer is more of a general prayer on behalf of others. And thirdly, Paul lists intercession. We can show gratitude through our intercessory prayer on the behalf of other people. And we can pray that God would intercede in their life. So firstly, we can pray for others. That's one way to express gratitude to other people. Secondly, we can express our gratitude to others by showing it. That's kind of an obvious go-to one. There are many different ways we can show others our gratitude for who they are and what they do. And I think that one way we can do that is through serving them. This action goes both ways, actually, through serving people, because it's important that if someone wants to volunteer their time and they want to serve you and bless you and show gratitude to you, it's important that we also allow them to do that, and we humbly have, let them serve us, and we thank them for doing that, and we have patience with them. If what they're doing may seem to disrupt something that we want to do, or we want to spend our time doing this, and they want to serve us, it's important that we allow them to do that. It's kind of a both and kind of a thing that we serve others and we show how grateful we are to them, and then on the recipient end we let them do that and we show them patience. So thirdly, we can express our gratitude to others by simply telling them. That's another obvious one. We all know the phrase, a thank you goes a long way, and it's very true. An honest thanks from the bottom of our heart is genuine and it's understood. Like, people know when you're just kind of like, oh, cool, whatever, thank you. Or if it's genuine, you know, wow, thanks so much. That means so much to me. That really does go a long way. And honestly, though, I do struggle with this. I was actually not going to talk about this, but I will. My parents, for Christmas, they did a really cool thing. And growing up, they filmed, you know, a lot of what we did and, you know, our sporting activities and, you know, like all of our birthdays and, you know, filmed a ton of stuff. But, you know, growing up in the 90s, it wasn't as digital as today. and wasn't HD, all that kind of stuff. But my parents took the time and the money, and they bought all the stuff needed to convert all of the old film into DVD, and they made copies for each one of us kids. And wow, that meant a lot to all of us, because, you know, who knows what was going to happen to it. It might, you know, disappear. It just gets old and you can't watch it anymore, things like that. So a lot of them are getting old, and, you know, my DVD player will be like skipping over damaged area, you know, and it just like skips through a lot. It kind of freezes and pauses, but that really means a lot. And so through watching some of those, Sandra and I have been watching some of my birthdays, which can be embarrassing. But I noticed that as a kid, I didn't really show gratitude at the time. All I wanted to do was open the gift, be like, cool, set it aside, get the next one. And so, like, it's kind of embarrassing watching it, but that's kind of what I did. And so I would just, you know, tear through this as a little kid and be like, wow, cool. And then I'd set it to the side and grab another one. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't show gratitude to the people who gave the gifts. Even like my parents, I'd just be like, oh, okay, thanks, you know, next one, and just would cycle through. That's something that I noticed about myself growing up. Luckily, I matured, and I now understand and I know. But something else that I struggle with is when dealing with how other people bless me, and I caught up, you know, I get caught up in thoughts about how I'm going to ever repay this person's kindness towards me. An example of this would be when Sandra and I got married. A huge struggle for us was that we were so blessed by all of you and all of our other friends and our family that we started feeling guilty for all the things that we received, and we weren't sure how do we say thank you for all of this, you know, blessing that we received. How could we ever repay someone's kindness and really let them know how grateful and thankful we are? And a simple thank you, just with that kind of blessing on your life, a simple thank you really doesn't seem like it's enough. And we just really struggled with, all we're going to do is, you know, do the thank you cards and send them in the mail. Like, that can't be all we do. And it's in these thoughts that I started to compare how I've blessed others and how I'm going to say thank you that, you know, is as grand as the blessing and the gift that I received. And I start to compare how nothing I can say or do in response will compare to others' generosity. And as I compare and feel inadequate to say thanks, my ability to express gratitude is sort of bottled up, and it doesn't flow easy and doesn't flow out of my life. And it's in these moments that we must remember that gratitude, it flows from a humble heart of realizing how much God has done for us through his Son and through other people. And in remembering this, I know that the Holy Spirit can help us overcome our comparison battle, and we can express our gratitude humbly and with no strings attached and with a deep, honest, sincere thank you. So as an overview of the second G, being gratitude, we find that we express gratitude towards God because of his grace and mercy towards us. And we do it through awareness of what he's doing, and we express it through worship. That's one of the main ways we express our gratitude, as the leper in Luke is an example of that. And we also express gratitude towards others, because this pleases God and helps to set an example for godliness and holiness within the church. We do this daily and constantly as the Spirit shows us different opportunities. And we also express it through many different avenues, three of them being prayer, serving, and telling. So that's the second G. We have grace, gratitude, and next week we'll hear about generosity. And I think it's really perfect that we've planned communion for today, because this is an amazing way to show God our thanks and our gratitude. This is a perfect opportunity to express that to God as we remember what he has done. So it's at this time, actually, that I'd like the worship band to come back up here. And if you've been asked to help pass out the elements of communion, you can come on up front as well. And so this morning, while the elements are being passed out, the band is going to sing a song, but the words aren't going to be up on the screen. And what I'd like to challenge you to do is, as you receive the elements this morning, really think about ways that you can express gratitude towards God the rest of the day, tomorrow, and the coming week, as well as think about ways that we can express gratitude towards others, towards one another, towards our coworkers, our spouses, the people in our lives. Really think about ways that you can do that. And also, if you'd like, you can think about the words that are being sung in the song that they sing. So yeah, let's go ahead and pass these out. Would you guys come over here, please?